for USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. To the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China. And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.